Good afternoon on a warm and variably humid summer day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon are up into the 80s. A few spots are close to the 90-degree mark, especially south of Albany, and that's also where the humidity is the highest. Noticed that I said the humidity was variable today. Well, it's basically tropical feeling still south of the capital region, where dew point temperatures are running close to 70. In the Albany area, dew points are in the mid-60s this afternoon, which means the humidity level is moderate. And where it is the most comfortable, that's across the North Country, where dew points are running in the 50s, and that is a refreshing feel. So if you maybe happen to hop in the car in the capital region, trek up the Northway for a couple of hours and hop out of the car, that's where you're going to find that more comfortable type air. Now, in terms of any rainfall, things are pretty quiet this afternoon. It was a different story, though, yesterday afternoon when we had some heavy thunderstorms across portions of northern New York and also central and northern Vermont. There were a number of reports of wind damage as some of those storms came through our area. Things are looking pretty quiet, though, on this afternoon into this evening. And we're looking ahead to a pleasant night across our area, especially where that humidity is down. It'll be pretty comfortable for sleeping, especially near Lake Champlain. In the capital region, a little bit muggier than across the North Country. Temperatures will be in the 60s tonight, and then south of Albany, it'll be right around 70. A few areas of fog are likely to form as the night moves along. Another very warm day is ahead for tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the neighborhood of 90 degrees, and the humidity is going to be up for all of us tomorrow. So even across the north, where we're catching a bit of a break today from the mugginess, it's going to turn quite humid again tomorrow. So really rather uncomfortable for the first day of school for many kids in our area tomorrow. And then on Thursday, a cold front comes through. That'll bring us some showers and thunderstorms, and much more comfortable weather will follow on Friday. A quick check on the tropics this afternoon. We have Hurricane Florence, which is still well out in the Atlantic Ocean. That is of just a concern to boats for now, but we'll have to keep an eye on that coming up next week. But of more immediate focus is Gordon, which is likely to come ashore in the north central Gulf Coast this evening, either as a strong tropical storm or as a Category 1 hurricane. So those areas are under hurricane watches and tropical storm watches with the potential for some heavy rain, storm surge, flooding, and of course also wind. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid, with areas of fog, lows around 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy, warm and humid, with areas of fog, low 65 to 70, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the 70s and 80s, and on Friday, partly sunny and less humid, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.